KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. Checking sports and high school wrestling last night. A four-team meetup at Xyra EHK saw Logan Magnolia win three of their matches, 78-6 over Trainer, 79-0 over Xyra EHK, and Loma beat West Harrison 81-0. It was Trainer over Xyra EHK, 58-25, Trainer downing West Harrison 60-6, and Xyra EHK a 35-24 winner over West Harrison last night. Well, the Cam Cougars split a doubleheader basketball matchup at Essex last night. The girls from Essex winning 51-42, and the Cam boys winning 60-37. In the girls' game, the Essex Trojanettes took an early 18-9 lead at the end of the first quarter, but Cam would later climb back into the game as the Cougars got it within four at 28-24 after getting the first bucket of the second half. But that's when the offense stalled out, and the Cougars only managed two more points in the third as they fell behind. Essex was led in the game by junior guard Dayton Martin, who poured in 17 points. Senior Jasenia Mosley had 15 for Essex. Cam was led by Macy Tickner with 11 points and Paige McAfee with 10. In the boys' game, Cam used their quick transition game to run away with a win as the Cougars jumped out to an early 15-7 lead at the end of one and pushed the advantage to 17 by halftime as they go on to the victory. Thomas Hensley led the way with 18 points. Nick Holsky had 13 last night. The Cougars were good from the foul line, making 11 of 14 for the game as Cam improved to 2-3 with that victory last night. Also in high school basketball around the area last night, in other girls' action, it was Bishop Heelan Catholic over Kemper Catholic in overtime, 49-46. Clark beat Bedford 64-16. Lamoni over Orient Maxburg 50-12. In some other boys' matchups last night, Clark over Bedford 90-69. Lamoni beat Orient Maxburg 78-57. In high school basketball, AP polling this week in Class 4A, Iowa City West is ranked number one again this week. North Scott and Ames are tied for second. Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Sioux City East round out the top five. Abe Lincoln is number eight, and Lewis Central ranked ninth in this week's poll. In Class 3A, Waverly Shellrock is top rated at 4-0. Pella is ranked second, with West Delaware third. Dallas Center Grimes fourth. Atlantic is at number five this week. They're up two spots. The Trojans 4-0 on the early season. They'll be in action tonight as part of a girl-boy doubleheader at home at Glenwood that we'll have for you here on the radio. Also in Class 2A polling, Western Christian number one, Pella Christian, Goose Lake, Northeast, Hinton, and West Lyon are the top five. Kemper Catholic is at number six in this week's poll. And in 1A, Gladbrook Rhinebeck top-rated with North Lynn number two, Maple Valley third, Boyden Hall, and Lone Tree and New London are tied for fifth. Arweva's in at seven in this week's polling. Well, Villanova remains on top of the AP college basketball poll while Southern Cal makes its first appearance this season. Florida State returns to the rankings as well. The Wildcats got 56 first-place votes Monday from the 65-member national media panel to stay number one for a second straight week. The top 11 teams remain the same from last week, with UCLA second with three first-place votes. Florida dropped out from 21st after losing to Duke and Florida State. Iowa State, which was 25th, lost to Iowa last week and also dropped out of the rankings. Also, in the polling, Kansas was third, followed by Baylor, which got the other six first-place votes. Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina, Gonzaga, Indiana, Creighton, and Louisville round out that list. Well, for the first time since November of 2013, the Iowa State Cyclones are not ranked in the AP college basketball poll. Cyclones fell from number 25 after a 78-64 loss at Iowa. And Coach Steve Prohm says his team needs to do a better job of pushing the pace of play.
First and foremost, we got to start playing in transition. We got to get some easy baskets by playing in transition, by pushing the tempo, the point guard, wings running, bigs running the rim.
Prohm wants the Cyclones to look to run more in virtually every situation.
How fast you're able to convert off a missed shot, how fast you're able to convert and transition from defense to offense off a turnover. And then the other thing, too, is so what they score. Let's get that thing out and go right back at them again, and we got to get that mentality.
ISU will play Drake Saturday night as part of that Hy-Vee Classic in Des Moines. The 16th-ranked South Carolina Gamecocks suffered their first loss of the season, the lone game involving a top 25 team last night. Desi Rodriguez hit a tie-breaking layup with just over 11 seconds left before Miles Powell added a free throw, and Seton Hall posts a 67-64 win over South Carolina. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey expects freshman forward Tyler Cook to return for the December 20th game at home against North Dakota. Cook is averaging just under 14 points a game, but he's missed the last four contests with a broken finger.
I mean, assuming there's no setbacks, I guess that's what we're looking at. But he hasn't done anything live. You know, he's working out, running, and riding the bike and staying in shape that way. But he's not, you know, he's not done anything else. So we'll have to wait and see. But I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be at that three-week date, which would be that Tuesday.
The Hawkeyes are coming off their best defensive effort of the season in a 78-64 win over then nationally ranked Iowa State.
And, I mean, it was not perfection, but it was by far the most consistent that it's been in terms of keeping penetrators out of the lane and rotating to shooters and contesting shots and making them make tough twos and contested threes.
Iowa's next matchup will be against UNI on Saturday as part of that Hy-Vee Classic in Des Moines. Well, in NFL news, Tom Brady didn't have the services of Danny Amendola on Monday because of an ankle injury, but that didn't stop Brady from throwing for 406 yards and three touchdowns in the New England Patriots' 30-23 win over the Baltimore Ravens. Chris Hogan was the Pats' top receiver in Amendola's absence, grabbing five for 129 yards. The Ravens trailed just 23-20 until Hogan hauled in a 79-yard touchdown pass in the fourth quarter. The Ravens fall to 7-6, a game back of first place Pittsburgh in the AFC North, while the Patriots improve to an AFC best 11-2. Well, the Los Angeles Rams will have a new coach for Sunday's game at Seattle. Jeff Fisher was fired a day after the Rams suffered their eighth loss in nine games, a 42-14 drubbing by Atlanta. The Rams are just 4-9 in their first season since returning to L.A. Fisher took over the club in 2012 when it was based in St. Louis. He's been placed on an interim basis by special teams coordinator John Fossil. Fisher was unable to lead the team to the postseason, going 31-45-1 after being hired by the Rams in 2012. He has 165 regular season losses as an NFL coach, tying Dan Reeves for the most in league history. In the college football news, top-ranked Alabama has four players on the AP All-America team. The Crimson Tide players are defensive lineman Jonathan Allen, linebacker Reuben Foster, defensive back Minka Fitzpatrick, and offensive tackle Cam Robinson. Alabama and second-ranked Ohio State have each placed six players on the three Associated Press All-America teams. Clemson was next with five. Also named to the first team is Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback Lamar Jackson of Louisville. Joining him are fellow Heisman finalist Jabril Peppers of Michigan and Dede Westbrook of Oklahoma. Alabama coach Nick Saban says offensive coordinator Lane Kiffin is the new head coach at Florida Atlantic. Saban says Kiffin will remain with Alabama for the college football playoff, in which the undefeated Crimson Tide are the number one seed. Kiffin has been the offensive coordinator at Alabama for the last three seasons after previous stints as head coach at Tennessee and Southern Cal. FAU has called a news conference for today to announce that hiring. Notre Dame quarterback Deshaun Kizer is giving up his senior season to enter the NFL draft. Kizer threw for 2,925 yards and 26 touchdowns this season, while rushing for 472 yards and eight touchdowns. He ranks among the most prolific players in Notre Dame history, despite playing extensively in only 24 games over the past two seasons. And in baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have signed veteran Jordan Schaefer and catchers Eric Fryer and Gabriel Lino to minor league contracts that include invitations to spring training. Schaefer spent parts of six seasons playing in the outfield for the Braves, Astros, and Twins before making the transition to pitcher. The left-hander went 1-1 with a 3.83 ERA and 40 appearances for the Dodgers organization last season, rising from their Arizona Summer League affiliate to AAA. Fryer appeared in a career-high 60 games with St. Louis and Pittsburgh last season, while Lino made 464 minor league appearances. St. Louis has also signed left-hander Daniel Schlereth, a former first-round pick of the Diamondbacks, and infielder Dickie Joe Thorne. Both will report to minor league camp for spring training. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.